The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, welcome, a warm, warm welcome wherever you are in the world, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, and whether it's sunny or rainy, cold or warm, whether it's summer or winter, just lovely to be with you all. My heart is already warmed by just sitting together and with this feeling, our intention to come together to practice, to come together and practice. So for today's theme for the guided meditation. Last week, we spent the week with various practices, various ways to practice gratitude. So there are different ways to approach the topic offered by myself, as well as Dawn, who was our guest teacher. Thank you again, Dawn, for supporting the Sangha last week, and Diana also. So last week we practiced a lot of gratitude, which was lovely. And I'm still on a roll. I've still been practicing gratitude. It's just been so lovely. And I see some of you also nodding. And yep, you're on a roll too with this gratitude practice. So, Christine asked, was Dawn's class recorded? Yes and no. She wasn't recorded in real time, but she recorded it afterwards and is posted on Audio Dharma, so you can find it. So for the theme, I want to continue with just maybe for one more day. Another way, because with all these practices, there are so many different ways for the heart to touch into them. And the way I wanted for us to consider is actually inspired by tonight's practice, I can say, is inspired by a poem. And so I will share the poem and then we'll sit together. We'll practice. We'll sit, as always, we'll sit, get grounded in the breath with the body, get embodied. And then I'll have some invitations. And of course, work with whatever works for you. See what works for you. And we'll start where it's easier and then turn towards maybe something that's a little more challenging or our edge perhaps. And at any point, feel free to turn around. Feel free to go where it's easy. You don't have to push it. All these hard practices, the idea is to be gentle with ourselves, So the idea of tonight's practice, where we'll be heading towards, is gratitude not just for what's good, for what's seemingly easy and wonderful, but also what is a gift, but it's a challenging gift. And the poem I'd like to share with you is by Billy Mills, and it's from his book called Wakini, New Life. Just to say a couple of words about Billy Mills. He was born in 1938 in the Pine Ridge, South Dakota, in the Oglala Lakota Sioux Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And he grew up in poverty and was orphaned at the age of 12. And he became a runner. And he discovered that he had a talent for long distance running. And he won many, many awards. And after much training in 1964, a Tokyo Olympics game, he was a gold medalist. And I'm trying to recall, there was something also special about there's something special about his win, which I can't find in my notes right now. But anyway, just to give a sense that from very challenging background, he got the gold medal in 1964 in the U.S. Olympics. So here's the poem. Well, now, just so that we have a little bit of background about this beautiful man, here's the poem. And I'll like to invite you to close your eyes and let the poem wash over you. And actually, maybe this will be the beginning of our meditation. Maybe you will tell you what, actually. Let's just start. Let's start with our meditation. Let's get settled. Let's just get settled. And we'll start with getting settled in the body with the breath for a few minutes, and then I'll offer the poem so that it lands, and then we'll do the practice. Let's experiment. Why not? So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. Landing. Landing in your body, landing with the breath. Letting go of all the words and just landing in the sense of presence in this moment. Feeling the connection of your body with the cushion, with the earth. Your sit bones landing, dropping into the chair. Your feet, your legs giving their weight onto the earth. Your hands resting, feeling heavy. The entire body. Dropping in, the gaze turned inward, letting go of the balloons, the helium balloons of thought, letting them float away, and turning the gaze inward to the sensations of the body, sensations of the breath. Received in the abdomen. settling, arriving, receiving the breath in its entirety, entire in-breath, entire out-breath. Maybe even putting a hand on your abdomen, the comforting hand of the abdomen, feeling the abdomen expanding and contracting with each breath. With a comforting, soothing, receptive hand. Embracing the abdomen. Allowing there to be a sense of delight, enjoyment, the simplicity of the breath and sitting this moment. Joy and delight wherever it shows up. Now I would like to invite you, as you stay embodied, receiving the breath in the abdomen, in the body, the gaze turned inwards, feeling the feet, the legs, sit bones, connected to the earth. I'd like to invite you in this moment, as you connect with the breath and the body, to also connect without losing embodiment, to also connect with one thing. You feel appreciative for in this moment, in this very moment. And stay with this reflection. The goodness of it could be as simple as appreciating the smoothness of the breath. Whatever it is, staying with it, with its goodness. The delight of this goodness in this moment. And now, maybe bringing to mind something else that the heart can rejoice and feel appreciation for in this moment. Doesn't have to be anything big, just a sense of gladness. And staying with it for a beat or two, letting your heart be gladdened. As you breathe in and out, or you are breathed in and out. I'm now inviting the third reflection, something else there's appreciation for in this moment in time. And as if you were savoring your favorite bite of food, let yourself savor, taste this goodness in your heart, in your whole body. Now, if you wish, maybe bringing in something from the day, something from your day. And you feel grateful for it. Let your mind stay with the good. Not fall into a lot of thinking, but just choose one thing. Sense of appreciation. Yourself savor this blessing. And not take it for granted. Let it, each reflection be a thought that gets dropped into your body like a pebble in a still pond, resonating. Not going on trips of the mind, just staying here in the body, just savoring the goodness with appreciation. Now, in your own time and pace, best to have a slow pace, bringing in pebbles, dropping in pebbles into this pond. Each pebble, either something from your day, from your life, or this moment, and letting there be time for savoring. Staying with it before you move on to the next. Otherwise, the mind can get too unstable if you move too quickly. Take your time. Take your time. If you find there are many balloons of thought, let the balloons, helium balloons, fly away, coming back to the breath, coming back to the body. And just letting there perhaps be a sense of simple appreciation for this moment of being alive, being conscious, having access to the Dharma, to these teachings, to these practices, practicing in Sangha. Letting your body, your heart feel full, bright, the goodness that's available to you in this life. And now, if you wish, I'd like to invite us to open to the possibility to gratitude even for what is challenging. As inspiration, I'd like to offer this poem by Billy Mills. Two terms in this poem. One is the word Wakantanka, which we will hear, which means the sacred or the divine. Wakantanka. Another word is Iktumi, which is a mischievous spirit, mischievous. So here we go. Let it wash over you. In my youth, I respected the world and life. I needed not anything but peace of heart. And yet I changed despite myself and believed in Iktumi's lies. He seemed to know all the truth. He promised to make me happy. He made me ask Wakantanka for wealth, that I might have power. I was given poverty, that I might find my inner strength. I asked for fame so others would know me. I was given obscurity that I might know myself. I asked for a person to love that I might never be alone. I was given a life of a hermit that I might learn to accept myself. I asked for power that I might achieve. I was given weakness that I might learn to obey. I asked for health that I might lead a long life. I was given infirmity that I might appreciate each minute. I asked Mother Earth for strength that I might have my way. I was given weakness that I might feel the need for her. I asked to live happy. I asked to live happily, that I might enjoy life. I was given life, that I might live happy, that I might live happily. I received nothing I asked for, yet all my wishes came true. Despite myself and Iktumi, my dreams were fulfilled. I am richly blessed, more than I ever hoped. I thank you, Wakantanka, for what you have given me. Breathing the reverberations. Despite what we asked for, what we wished for. That it is a blessing for us to grow and have grown. Is it possible to see this box of darkness? As Mary Oliver puts it, the gift of darkness. Recognize that this too is a gift. Don't push it. Only ask the question and let it be. In the last moments of this sit together, to allow there to be appreciation and gratitude for this being that is you. who's brought yourself to this practice in this moment, who's showed up, thanking yourself, appreciating, taking delight in your wise, wholesome effort without attachment to any outcome. You showed up. That's all that matters. What arose or did not arise, letting go of that completely. Letting there be gratitude for the intention, the wholesome intention and showing up. And even if there was just one moment of awareness, mindfulness, or feeling grateful, just one moment of any, yay, celebrating. Thank you all. Deep gratitude for your practice, for showing up. So, if you'd like to share reflections, please raise your blue hand by going to participants, clicking on it, opens a window, under it says raise hand, or you can type it in chat. And just say Billy Mills, just to say one more thing about him. I think what I couldn't find in my notes earlier, but I remembered, is that it was the very first time anyone had won this particular race in the Olympics. And also he spent his life really contributing to the community and becoming mentors for the youth in his community. So he has a website, Billy Mills, really beautiful, beautiful being. So anyway, so I'd like to invite you beautiful beings. Thank you, Dawn, for your beautiful words. And thank you for showing up in your practice. Yeah. So, any reflections you'd like to share, please? What came up for you? Alana says, could you please share the name of the poem? Yes, the name of the poem is called New. It's from his book called The New Life. And actually, this poem is on his website. So I'm going to put the... his website in the chat, and his website later you can look it up is runningpast.com. I'll put it here, or maybe here I have it here. Da, 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 da. So if you do a search for Billy Mills, Billy Mills, Mills, Walkini is the name of the book, his new life. And you'll find this poem, as well as his biography. Just really, really amazing, beautiful being. Gabrielle shares in chat, during the practice, I felt a motivation to meditate and practice more, but also a tightness or grasping around that motivation. Any ideas on how to work with this? I hope it can help others too. Yeah, great. So, Gabrielle, I appreciate, it's beautiful when the sense of motivation to meditate and practice more comes up. Yay. What a beautiful feeling, aspiration. And with the tightness around it, grasping and tightness, you're already seeing the grasping and tightness, and seeing it is very helpful, because if you didn't see it, I think you could become more, you could fall into it. But actually seeing the tightness, you can see that, and just be kind and gentle with the tightness, because it won't be supportive, the tightness. And I hope this is helpful, this little bit. If there's more that can be helpful, please raise your blue hand and we can have a little exchange. I'll move on. And yeah, please tell me if there's more there. Bill says, thank you, Nikki, and appreciation of difficult blessings seems to tie in to not having fixed expectations too. Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Bill, because you never know. So many challenges in our lives open us up to beauty and grace and compassion and love and our capacity. There is so much beauty in challenges, and there's this concept of post-traumatic growth in psychology, that there are theories that actually we wouldn't grow if there wasn't there in challenges at the right time, at the right amount. So if you're too young and have challenges, it can be very difficult. But when you're older, and then can actually really help our growth and burgeoning as a human being. Clark said, the only thing I was able to easily and immediately feel gratitude for in the present moment was feeling the virtual presence of the Sangha. Oh, that's lovely, Clark. Thank you. And I felt that very strongly also. The sense of presence of the Sangha. I felt really grateful for all of you. I feel grateful every time we just show up, like, wow, I'm happy already. Just a lot of happiness arises for me. So, and on YouTube, we have thanks and gratitude and hellos to Sangha. Yes. And oh, lots of people joining on YouTube, actually, from Maui and Berkeley and Colorado and other places. Sorry, I've ignored the chat, the YouTube chat so far. So, yeah. So any other reflections like to share before we practice in community, in small groups? And Gabrielle, if there's anything else you want to add. Yeah, April says, you can't always get what you want. Yes. Rolling Stones. But if you try something, you just might find you get what you need. Oh, yes, the wisdom of the Rolling Stones. Thank you for sharing that, April. Yes, right. Yeah, this practice is definitely what we try and approaching, reaching, connecting with what's difficult. Again, with wisdom, with compassion, not rubbing our nose in it. But anyway, yes. So, okay. Yes, more gratitude, more appreciation. Yes, coming from various places on YouTube, including Mexico, Todos Santos, Mexico. Yes, thank you. Oh, lovely. Great. So let's practice in small groups, in groups of three or four. And the invitation always is to hold each other with care, with warmth, as you always do. You always do this. Hold each other with care and compassion, and holding yourself with care and compassion, of course. And the prompt perhaps tonight is, what came up for you? And you can say what, as little as you want, or as much as you want, or share silence together. And maybe you just talk about what the things that are easier to be grateful for is challenging. Anyway, I think it will be a rich conversation. So I won't say anymore. I will create the breakout rooms, and you guys know, you know how to do this. You know how to do this. So, all right. So I'm creating the rooms in there right now. And okay, here we go. Opening. about to open rooms. Da, 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 da. One more moment. The numbers always keep changing as I announce them. So it's always like dealing last minute. Da, 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 da. Let's see. Is that? Oh, Yes, I think it's all good. Okay, I'm going to open the rooms. Here we go. Okay, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. So we have a couple minutes and would love to hear your reflections, please. So if you'll be so kind as to raise your blue hand so I can see, see if you raise your physical hand, I may not see you. You can type in chat. So while you work out, oh, great, Neil, here you go.
So first of all, that was a wonderful sitting with a lovely poem. It was deeply moving. We were talking about, you know, the experience of being grateful for difficult things. You know, I personally find it easier to be grateful for difficult things retroactively, right? Because without them, I wouldn't be the me I am now. But, you know, it's hard to be grateful for them, you know, in the present. You know, I'm wondering, you know, what are some tricks or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, to help with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Neil. So brilliant reflection and question. And so I think being grateful for them after the fact is a great start, and it often takes some time. And then what you're asking about, is it possible? Can we turn our perspective around to actually be grateful for something in real time? And I think just the fact that you're asking that question is planting the seed. So just asking that question without pushing, sort of, I have to be grateful for this. It doesn't work that way, but, oh, is there something about this challenge that actually I can be grateful for in real time? And it may not be apparent in real time, and that's okay. That's really okay. Sometimes it does take a while. It's practice. It's not, you know, it's obviously it's not easier. It's not a given. But so what I want to say, let me just be clear. Sometimes being grateful in real time may not be possible. Sometimes it may be, sometimes it may not be, but by you actually asking that question, that reflection, it might open it up if it is possible. How's that? Yeah.
I would have preferred do this and you'll be fine, Neil, but I appreciate this too.
Great. Thanks, Neil. Denise, please.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you. That was beautiful. And in the beginning, I was like, oh, gratefulness again. And it was like,
I have to be grateful again. Oh, my God.
I could feel actually that I was telling to the group that gratefulness in the midst of the current challenges. But I'm wondering, and it's related to the poem, you know, sometimes we are just, we have longings, you know, the heart has longings and so I guess I'm in that middle point of, okay, so I have these longings, but I kind of have the sense of, but you need to learn to be content and happy and present with your current reality, because if you just keep going after all your longings, but you don't have, you know, this state of being that is really appreciating what you have in the moment,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where you go, it will just go with you.
Right.
So I guess I'm in the middle of like in between those, like, okay,
those states. Yeah.
The heart wants these kind of things, but I, at the same time, I feel that if I'm not happy right now.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I think I get the gist of it, and I'll make it brief because I just realized, you know, out of time, but this is so rich. I'll take another minute for it. So it's the balance between having aspirations and not saying, oh, it's all okay. So the balance between having aspirations and acceptance and contentment. So it's a balance to work towards, and may not happen every moment. One moment you might have more contentment, which might veer into perhaps even resignation, right? It could go too far. But in one moment, the aspiration could become grasping. I really want this. So it's a continuum. So feel into it. Feel the can there be a healthy balance of aspiration? Yes, I have aspiration. And there's a sense of contentment, but there's still aspiration. And both of those need to be there for healthy balance in the heart. So
Okay, makes a little dance. It's a dance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you. Gracias. So, dear ones, we've come to the end, and then a little bit. So thank you all for joining, for your practice. It just makes me so happy to be part of the Sangha. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for showing up and sharing yourself. Oh, and one last, let's see. Wait, there is more. Okay, wait. I have to acknowledge Gittos. I'm sorry. Regarding Neil's comment about gratitude in difficult situations, sometimes I have noticed what is possible in those situations is to know that there will be gratitude afterwards. I like that. Yeah. That may just be a fleeting thought or sensation, but for me, it has been enough at times to stay with a difficult situation when flight seemed a really good option. Lovely. Thank you, Gitta. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. I love the community wisdom here, supporting each other. Yay. So thank you all. May you all be safe, happy, healthy, well, and may there be gratitude in all of our hearts, in all hearts of all beings everywhere. May we all be free. Okay, I'm going to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself to say goodbye. Yes, here we go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Very well.
Thank you, Nikki.
I love our cacophony ritual. Thank you.
I do too. Okay, off I go. Bye. Couldn't find the button.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks, Gitta. Thanks, everyone. Bye.